Why nerves are the secret source of public speaking and how to maximise their presence. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 130. And also welcome to the final part of a four-part series on how to deal with our nerves. How to make nerves our friend instead of our enemy. If you haven't listened to the previous three episodes, I thoroughly recommend you do that because you'll get the background and the context to what we're talking about as to how and why nerves are actually useful and beneficial. And also you'll hear the different phases of preparation and presentation and the different tips there are for those different phases of how to deal with our nerves. The preparation period, the point just before we begin to speak, and then the nerves that come upon us when we are presenting. Then finally today, we're looking at what do we do with the nerves that come after the presentation. Perhaps as soon as you've finished, you're walking back down to your seat, perhaps during the conversations you're having after your talk, or maybe on your drive home or reflecting on things in the days to come. How do you deal with the nerves that come then? The anxiety over whether you said something wrong or didn't quite get the point across. What do you do with those nerves? Well, I have a few ideas for us here today. Firstly, do a proper review. In other words, don't just rely on a few feelings or comments from one or two people, but do take some time to sit down, even if it's only for a few minutes, to sit down with the particular purpose of reviewing how the talk went. So set some time aside. Secondly, ask a safe person for some feedback. Somebody you know, somebody who is there who can give you some good, helpful feedback, whether it's all encouraging and nice or whether they have some thoughts for you in terms of improvement. But someone who's safe and someone who's not going to be getting at you, but somebody who is going to have your best interests at heart. Ask somebody safe for some feedback. Thirdly, watch the video if you can or listen to the audio. If the recording is not available, then make your own on the day. Just get your phone out and stick the voice recorder on, even if it's a scratchy old recording. At least it will give you some idea. Listen back to your own lessons is a great way to deal with the nerves you have, because you will notice things you did well as things you did, well, you could have done a little better. Fourthly, decide to give yourself grace. Remember, you give grace to other speakers. Why should you not give it to yourself? Forgive yourself for your mistakes. Be kind to yourself. God is kind to you and God forgives you. He's grateful that you spoke. If you preached a sermon, taught a lesson from his word, he's just grateful that you've had the energy, the motivation to spend the time preparing it and using your energy to share what you've learned with other people. He's grateful. If you made some mistakes, he will forgive you. I have not yet heard the perfect lesson. I most certainly have never delivered one. God knows that. He's not expecting perfection, just that we do our best. So be kind to yourself. Remember the positives. You did many things well. The very fact you got up there when other people were too afraid to do so is in your favor and to your credit. So do a proper review, ask a safe person for feedback, watch the video, listen to the audio, give yourself some grace, remember the positive, and finally, do take one area to improve. Take one improvement point, as they say. Find one thing that you could do a little better next time. Perhaps it's the way you didn't rehearse a story. Well, rehearse it next time. Perhaps it's the length. It was too long or too short. Well, you can work on that. Perhaps your point wasn't quite as clear as you'd like. Then work harder at clarifying your point the next time you prepare a lesson. But just take one thing away. And seriously, please, do yourself a favor. Only one. Don't take 10 things. You'll never remember them all and you'll get confused. Take one thing. Let's face it. If you improve one thing per talk, per year, per decade, per lifetime as you go along, by the time you're done, you'll be pretty good. At least that's the idea. So those are some thoughts about what to do with the nerves after the presentation is over. What do you do when you feel those nerves after you've finished? I would love to know. So please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on. Leave us a review in iTunes. And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.